Black, stop playing with him.
People, Sauce Talk in the building. This segment right here, I got a guest. I'm gonna ask some questions. This is Sauce Talk Boxing. I've made the transition fully talking boxing. So people that come to listen to my show, the basketball, football, that stuff is, periodically here and there, I might mention something, might say this, whatever, but I am Sauce Talk Boxing. And I got right here, Josh, as I like to call him, Smooth. People like to call him Smooth. He's in the building. This guy right here is I like to talk boxing with from time to time. Want to ask him some questions, some things that's been, going around. Because boxing is never ending. There's no off season. There's off season after fights. People go on and do their, merry own things. They try to make headlines, try to build a profile so we can sit there and say, hey, I can't wait for their next fight. And here lately, Smooth, we have had the talk of who is the face of boxing. We've had Tank Davis fight 6 months ago. He fought Ryan Garcia. We've had Terrence Bud Crawford do bad, bad things to Errol Spence. Errol Spence was on a high. Now Terrence is on a high. But we had Canelo made Jermell Charlo run around the ring after, people thought Canelo had lost it. So now when you have people like Mike Tyson, and say Tank Davis is the face of boxing. Then you got a group of people saying Canelo's the face of boxing. Then you got people saying, hell, it wouldn't be no Tank if it wasn't for Ryan Garcia. So it wouldn't be no, all the different stuff. Who is your face? Who's your face of the boxing right now?
I mean, honestly, I can't really give a straightforward answer. I would say Tank, but after what Terrence Crawford just did to Spence, right now it's Crawford until Davis' next fight. I would feel like right now it rotates.
What
Crawford just did, he put on a show.
He did.
Like, he's the face of boxing right now, and I like
he's Canelo, a hot man. He's a hot man.
Canelo's not a face of a boxing type of guy. He's like a we're not gonna see Canelo till his next fight.
We seen him golfing. Golfing, Steph Curry, but I'm talking about face of the sport. I get what you're saying.
I'm a Tank guy, though.
Yeah, I'm a Tank guy.
After
I'm
what Crawford just guy. Did, I got to give him his respect, man.
So you think Terrence Crawford... Okay, this is my question to you now that you said that. You got to answer this. Because I'm going to disagree with you. Because Terrence Crawford... I'm going to ask you this. Do you think Terrence Crawford can walk in a room and demand a set percentage against Canelo Alvarez? Do you think he can walk in the room and be like, I want 60%?
Hell no.
Okay, that takes a little bit.
You're right. Once you put it that way. Yeah.
Can Tank Davis walk in the room against Terrence Crawford and go, I want 60%? Yes.
Yeah, of course.
I would say...
But does Crawford want that fight, though?
He would take it in a heartbeat because Crawford would make more money than he did against Spence, Tank.
For the money.
And if, of course, if you got Tank moving up a whole two weight classes, hell yeah, I'll take that. That's what you're thinking. That's like what Canelo did against Spence.
That motherfucker ass and weight, he going to hit even harder.
Oh, golly, man.
He might slow down, but shit. He's so short and small, I don't see him slowing down.
Yeah, I think the speed translates like Floyd. Floyd.
Like, when you taller, that's when that speed. Right. But when you short and like that, that extra 12 pounds ain't going to hurt him. It's going to make him hit harder.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a problem.
Do you think Canelo Alvarez should... This is a good question right here. Do you think Canelo Alvarez should entertain fighting Terrence Crawford next? Do you think he should focus on Bud Crawford next? Do you think
he got to drop down?
Nah, he would have to hit Bud would have to go 3 weight classes like Jermell did.
To what, 68?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hell yeah. I mean, if he's not going to fight Bivol again, he better. Because they try to say he'd be ducking.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know. I can't say that because he fought Floyd when Floyd was in his prime. Exactly. But I don't know. I mean, I don't see what he would be ducking with anybody. Don't nobody hit hard like him but Davis. Facts. So what is he ducking for?
David Benavidez, and that's one of the
people. He just got his own plan. Yeah, yeah. Him, and I think he need to rematch Bivol. If he not going to rematch Bivol or Benavidez, Crawford's the only other fight. If he fight anybody other than that, then I don't know. It's going to hurt me. It's going to hurt me. That's all I'm going to say.
It will.
I'm a Canelo fan, but I like to see people fight, you know, good fights.
It is. That fight in itself is like, that's why I'm talking about the 160.
He got to rematch Bivol and destroy him.
He has to, but Bivol is being weird saying he wants to fight at 168. And Canelo don't want to do that. They fought at 175.
What Canelo Bivol fight at 175 again?
Yeah.
That's his pride. But Bivol
is saying that why should I defend my belt again when I should be able to take Canelo's belts? He was like, I feel like I would make more history by moving down a weight class and taking Canelo's belt.
Canelo
belts.
Don't want to risk his belt. It sounds like he's scared.
I mean, it sounds like it to me. But he has the power to be like, nah, I'm not doing that. So,
but that's his weight, though. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't see the Bivol fight. I watched the highlights. I missed it. I don't know how I missed it. But
there's a lot of punches that Canelo couldn't see coming. And it got to a point where
it was counter.
It was counter punches, but it was just getting first. He was making Canelo back up. When you can make Canelo back up, Triple G made Canelo back up. First fight was a draw. A lot of people said Triple G won. When I first watched it, I said Triple G won.
Yeah.
So it's like the second fight, Canelo learned how to fight moving back. So it is to where if you can't get him to move back, you've done one thing. But he has learned how to fight better moving backwards.
Yeah.
That's people like Terrence Crawford can do very well.
Very well.
Very
he
well.
Set you in the trap.
Right.
He'll back for you to come into that little counter hook.
And you're in the
he
bad
He was countering
place.
The hell out of Spence.
Man. I feel it. And now this is the question.
Being overzealous.
What do you think
he
about?
He knew, but you know what? Mentally, I would have been thinking too, because Errol Spence tried to take the humble route
he
before
did.
The fight.
He did.
Just being quiet. But you got to know when you talk shit to somebody, that quiet person, something in them wants to, I ain't gonna say try too hard, mm-hmm. but really show you, so you know he's gonna come out aggressive.
Fact.
And he probably knew that all along.
Do you think he wanted to show up for the Jermell Canelo fight? Do you think he like really wanted? Because he didn't show up, Earl didn't show up. Do you think he wanted to and was just like, I ain't going to that shit?
I don't think he deserved to.
You don't think he deserved to?
You don't need to be seen right now. You need to be forgotten for a second.
They say he's in Aruba.
Stay. Take a 4-month hiatus. That was embarrassing.
It was.
I don't want to hear all them excuses. You shouldn't have fought. If that's the case,
just
you should have been fighting your best competitor.
Yeah. If there was anything of weight drain, or if you felt that
your eye, your retina,
any
of that, you shouldn't have fought.
Yeah.
And there was nothing wrong with you physically. You just. Them counter punches probably fucked that retina up again.
Well, people said he looked high before the fight and all that stuff. I was like,
excuses.
I said, you gotta quit it, man. I was like,
high.
It knew it hurt to see somebody
got pumped
loose.
Drunk.
Right.
That's what happened.
He got punched drunk. He did. I think it's crazy whenever a hometown person
Crawford's
loses.
Hungry.
Yeah. He's hungry. He's the hungriest fighter next to
You gotta be hungry
Tank.
Fighting. That humble shit don't work, being a fighter. You gotta be hungry.
You think Tank's still hungry?
Of course.
Yes, sir. I think Shakur,
I think more than hunger, Davis is a competitor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he wants to show all them Haneys and everybody that like to talk and say they can beat him. He's going to take the time to show them that they can't. I feel
That's
like.
Facts.
That's what the personality I get from him.
Facts.
Like, he's going to show you. If the money's right and you're not trying to play him,
mm-hmm.
like, have him barely making anything and, like, you the big fighter, then, nah. I see him fighting Haney. He's going to fight all of them.
Mm.
Teofimo going to talk him into one. That's what they better be worried about.
Do you
man.
Think
I
T-
like
Do
Teofimo.
You think Teofimo is the best lightweight? Like he, because it is 135, 140. It's lightweight, super lightweight. Do you think he's the best lightweight? Do you think he's better than Haney, Tank? Do you think Tank's the best? Do you think who's the best? Because you can be the face of the sport and not be the best in the division.
Because
you got Conor McGregor's the face of UFC, and he just lost the last three fights.
Of course. I mean, I'm going to say Tank is, but I'm going to be honest with you. A focused Teofimo
dangerous,
can beat all of them.
Yes.
he damn sure, I'll say he'll destroy Devin Haney. Yeah. Personally, that's what I'm not a fan of Devin Haney at all.
What's the one thing about Devin Haney that you don't like? Like, the one thing that, because he, you can, as admit, a fighter, you can admit that he can box.
As a fighter?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like he's trying to be somebody he's not. He's trying
to be Floyd. I get that from him, too.
He's trying to be Floyd, and it's only one Floyd. And if you're trying to be somebody else, you're going to slip up. And he take a lot of shots, too.
He didn't really.
I get that. I can see it. Like, even the times that he took shots, he don't got no fight in him. He just ain't really, nobody really put their hands on him like somebody like Davis would do.
Mm-hmm.
Davis make people put their knee down and be like, all right, I'm done. I can't take no more.
Facts.
Like, he ain't had to deal with that.
One example, what did you
I'd
just
like
say?
I'd like to see him fight Garcia. Garcia might get him around.
That'd be nice. But Garcia said he can't make 135.
Fight Tiafimo. I bet so you they, he won't fight Tiafimo.
Well, Garcia's at 140 now, so they probably could cross paths.
That's why everybody coming at Tank, because he'll take those challenges.
Mm-hmm.
People like Haney try to act like he's Floyd, like, oh, I don't got to. The money, this, that, and the third. Like, you ain't did nothing yet. Like, you did, but you haven't.
Yeah, because he's fought champions. But it's just
Davis going to fight Shakur. He going to fight Haney.
Right.
If Haney don't duck it. He going to fight all of them. He'll probably fight Teofimo. I'd like to see Teofimo fight Haney, though.
That's the fight I want to see.
I would love to see that.
Haney
don't deserve to fight Davis yet.
No.
I'd give it to Shakur before Haney. Only because of his defense.
This is a tournament brewing. But then you got Frank Martin, you got Keyshawn Davis. They're still coming up. You know, they're 9-0, 18-0. You know, they're coming
Ennis
up.
Too. What is Ennis class?
Ennis 147. So with Ennis.
So he with Crawford in
there. Yeah, so I'm saying. Ennis is involved in the new 147 phase. Because if Crawford goes to 154, then that's a whole different ball game. But do you think, to my second question, I want to ask you, do you think, because you brought up Haney, and I asked you about the best lightweight, but do you think Errol Spence? Do you think Errol Spence, if he does not get what he wants in the fight at 154, should he not take against Bud Crawford?
What did they fight at last time?
147.
So 154 is his weight class, right?
What he wants to move up to. So he would want that fight at 154.
But
if he don't win that, if he don't get that stipulation, should he still take the fight at 147 again?
He has to.
I don't
you
know.
You have to play by Crawford's rules.
I
you
would
lost.
Never step back in that ring again.
I understand, but
against
but
Aaron Crawford
if he truly believes in his heart that the retina or being drained is why he lost, that shouldn't matter. You lost. You can't bargain when you lost.
True.
If you want
That's
your rematch,
true, but you can say no.
Yeah, you can, but if you're a competitor and want your rematch, what is 7 pounds?
What is,
honestly?
What is, okay.
What is 7 pounds?
What is
pounds?
This? Could Errol Spence win 3 fights in a row at 154 without even fighting Bud? He can make that money, win 3 fights in a row.
I mean, if he won his rematch right now, he going to have to do whatever Bud want to do.
Yeah.
But he could do that. I mean, you just said Bud could move up to 54 or something.
And fight Jermell.
He could let him do that and move up, and then once he already there, be like, all right, now I want my rematch. Mm-hmm. He could do that.
Which Bud said he don't want to fight Jermell.
I'm a competitor, and I got a lot of pride. Yeah. I need my rematch, like, tomorrow. Like, can we come back in here tomorrow and get my rematch?
That was terrible. Like,
no.
Would you you wouldn't want to get beat up that bad and then and take the same stipulation if you knew that you felt, because this is what he's saying, because this is what he's saying. I feel I'm ready to move up to 154. I'm tired of 147. I've drained. I feel bad when I have to cut weight.
We don't want to hear that. We do not want to hear that.
It's tough whenever it comes to excuses from guys that I'm a big fan of, because cutting to another segue to who I wanted to talk to you about was Deontay Wilder. Because Errol Spence is in that light. I'm a fan of Errol Spence. You were. What? Are. We both are.
Yeah.
And it's like, the thing is, like, we are like, damn, he lost. Okay, losses happen.
Yeah, of course.
But when you see that type of loss, and you see the type of person that knows who goes out on their shield like that, when you can sit there and tell this person, like, man, you can still get that rematch, but why don't you just take about 3 or 4 fights somewhere else? So when I'm going to ask you about Deontay Wilder is that now, he has fought Tyson Fury how many times?
Two or three.
Right.
He lost two of them, right? He
lost two of them to draw the first one. Yeah. He's only fought one time after those three fights. What the fuck is going on with Deontay Wilder? And your estimate, like me asking you.
I think what Fury did to him in the ring translated to the real world. He took the fight out of him. That's what I think. I'm not a fan of Wilder anymore. He let Fury beat the fight out of him. You can see it in the fight. And I feel like in life now, he's just like, I made all this money, fuck it. I'm not going to get that Fury fight again.
No.
I blew it. I mean, what can you do to become the Deontay Wilder you was at that time?
Yeah.
Unless somebody knocks Fury stone cold out and take the belt and you go take it from them.
Yeah.
Not Fury gotta. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, how old are you? How much time you got left?
Yeah, because he's, what, 30? He's 36.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How much
yeah.
time you got left?
Yeah.
To be doing all that?
Yeah.
And who's going to even want to fight you?
Right. And you're just coming out with training videos, and it's just like you're working on a jab.
Yeah. You working Fury on took the fight out of him, and it mentally, it stuck with him, and he's battling with it, and yeah. now it's translating to life. He ain't pressed to fight nobody. He can't get over Fury. He's stuck.
That sucks. And because it's like, you got Andy Ruiz. You got Daniel DuBose. You had
opportunity to beat him.
You got Joe
Physically,
Joyce.
You shouldn't have lost to that man. Whatever you did wrong to lose, you did it. But you did it twice.
Yeah. And those fights were a long time ago. And I just named off four heavyweights that are quality guys that he could have fought. Yeah. Quality.
You don't want them. He's mental. You know how the male ego.
Mm-hmm.
He's stuck on Fury.
Damn, man. I hate that for fighters, too, because, like...
He got to get out. He got to fight, though, like you said, mm-hmm. and end up beating somebody that, oh, man.
Yeah.
That takes the championship,
mm-hmm.
the belt.
Yeah.
And then, if he beat them, then now you can talk to Fury, but shit, Fury might... How old is he? 45?
Nah, Fury's younger than... Old. He's younger than Wilder.
He look old.
Yeah, he's younger than Wilder. That's why whenever Fury got in the ring, drunk and all that shit like that, when he was going through his shit, when he got in the ring with Wilder... And Wilder was like,
drunk.
Yeah, he was drunk, coked out. And then Wilder told him, man, like, you should be right here, bro. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. Me and you should be making big money right now. It was like Wilder snapped that. He said Wilder told me that in the rings, and that's when I got my shit together. Yeah. And he was like, I want to be friends with Wilder after that trilogy. And he said Wilder don't want nothing to do with me because he thinks I cheated.
How did you cheat?
He thinks he cheated because, one, he thinks that he took the padding out of his glove. And I'm like, come on, bro.
See, that's I remember that. That's another reason I don't like Wilder. Because it's like you coming up with crazy excuses just because you lost.
Yeah.
Accept it. Now it makes sense. Now I know he's battling with his ego, and this is what's got him not fighting. He's stuck on Fury. That just solidified it.
Yeah.
You making excuses like that?
Yeah.
Come on, buddy. Say you had diarrhea or something. Like, really? Come on, he took the padding out of his gloves? Come on, man.
Yeah,
because me would have felt that first punch.
First punch, and be like, man, something going on.
Yeah, nah,
like, we need to check it first round. I'll like, wait till that's about my. Ooh. I swear to God, that was one of my main things that I said. Yeah. I said, I don't give a damn how tough I am or whatever, I'm a pro and all this. If somebody punched me with a bare fist, I feel it. I like,
I hey, take ref, my gloves off too.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
We can go sign up for
it. Lay that shit about money. If you cheating, I'm getting this free money.
Right.
I ain't got to fight. You a clown if you even cheating. You were scared.
Because, like, the thing is, he was sitting there saying,
if you
like,
got to cheat, you intimidated.
Because he made one point that he got punched in one fight, and he was like, it wasn't no way that I was supposed to get. Like, bro, you got outboxed. You got hit put in positions where punches hurt more. You left your eardrum exposed.
Yeah, you letting him... Bang. Yeah. These are heavyweights. He's drawing back. These
right.
are not quick jabs. These is
right. Yeah. I thinking because, oh, we knew for history, like, oh, Wilder, Fury don't knock people out. Fury don't knock you out. He jabs you and stuff. But he's a big guy. He's 250, 60 pounds, some pounds.
He looked like an offensive tackle.
Right. So, yeah, I thought that was weird. That's why I wanted to ask you that. That was my last question, was Wilder... Me, I'm still a fan, but it's just the activity has dropped ever since those losses. I'm just like, man, this is crazy. When he gonna get inducted to the Hall of Fame? You know, he was a WBC champ. He never got to unify, and that's the part that really sucks. To where it's like, damn, bro, like there's fights out here that be had to where you can at least come together to where when George Foreman lost to Ali, this is my final point. George Foreman lost to Ali and came back and fought a few fights. You know,
was hungry.
Right. And he kept losing to Lau.
Everybody wanna jump straight to the champion. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to
And then lost to Lau. Then he lost to Lau again.
It's gonna be a long season, bro. I'm just gonna go ahead and two picks and a fumble.
Draw back. You know, that's the thing is right there with you.
I need to change your name.
Okay, who is the face of boxing?
Javonte Davis.
Say it louder, real quick.
Javonte Davis. I don't even think it's debatable. It's like,
you know,
as far as in like all around, he's the most recognized for real, for real. Like people know other people. Like for real, for real. This last fight is really what propelled Bud into a bigger light.
Yeah. They still ain't close.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, the Charlo twins, they've been known for a while, but they don't have the star power Tank got.
Canelo,
he's been there for umpteenth years. Like, Canelo, for real, on his way out.
You think? At 33? Well, he's been a pro since 17.
You feel what I'm saying?
He's been a pro since 17. That's
and
crazy.
When you look at it, he looked real good. But even his fights don't pull the numbers that Tank pulls.
I mean, he did 800,000 against Charlo. That's pretty damn good.
That's good, but
and the last time he did a million was against Triple G. So he's been doing 500,000 buys, but he has been still a bigger draw than Tank. Because Tank has been hovering around 250, 300. He did a million with Ryan Garcia. He did about 5 here, you know what I'm saying? But he's been averaging around 300,000 pay-per-view buys.
Yeah.
And I think with Canelo, what he does with the golf and stuff with you know, playing in that celebrity league and all that stuff like that, the beer commercials and stuff. Definitely Tank ain't been in a commercial?
Nah, not at all. Not at all.
Tank just got out of jail.
That's what to say. That's all that is. He got to.
He got to click. He's got to lock in because now when people like Mike Tyson are calling you the face of boxing, when you got LK right here saying that you are the face of boxing, when you got people thinking that man Tank is it because he is the person that relate to us. When you look at boxing real quick, you like, oh, he got some of the most ferocious knockouts in the past what 3-4 years.
Sniper, bro, for real.
Like, Santa Cruz goes to fights and still be like, man, that uppercut hurts.
And it's so fast. And
Rowley's still talking dumb.
Man. He killed Rowley's career.
Right. I mean, who else he knocked out? Was just pure. Oh, Ryan Garcia, body shot. Couldn't even stand.
Made him quit.
Made him quit. So when you look at that, that is a face of boxing things.
I think he can still be the face of boxing without being... He don't got to embrace all that other stuff.
Who's your face of boxing?
I don't really have.
No, I'm just saying, when you think of boxing, when somebody say, who's number one in boxing, if you had to give an answer. Because basically, are you saying Tank, or are you saying Canelo, or are you saying Tyson Fury?
I mean, I ain't never really thought about it. Like, I'm not in it enough to really give it a...
I don't know, giving you a casual fan.
It would have been old buddy till he got fucked up.
Errol Spence?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he hit hard. Yes. I like them shit sound...
Dirty.
But Javonte, like, his shit is sniper. Like, right. Like, it's coming out of nowhere.
Right.
And he's literally... Oh, they just scored.
And it's swag.
But yeah. it's his boxing acclimate. Yeah. Like, you could tell he's sitting there setting you up that entire time. Yeah. And then bam, you're done.
Can't do nothing about it.
You can't do shit about it. Every fight I've seen, that's how he's attacked it, and he's executed every single time. So
he can be losing the fight.
Facts.
Man.
But he's really just setting it up.
Yeah. And next thing you know, it's like, oh.
He
fought somebody bigger than him to prove a point at 140, Mario Barrios, who just had a big win, and knocked him across the ring. He hit him with a right off balance right hook and knocked him across the ring, man. Like, that's one of the craziest things I've ever seen for a boxer his size. He's 5 foot what?
Nothing. Like, six.
I was just probably about to say that he, at the tall, is 5'8". Yeah. I don't think he that tall. Right.
And he hit a man that's standing at 5'11".
It's ridiculous.
And hit him with a right hook. And just the first time he's in the weight class, mind you. The first time he's at 140 and does that. I think he can fight it. Now, here's my big question. I want y'all just what you think. I just asked you his stature. Do you think he can fight at 147 eventually in his career and win a belt?
Mm-hmm. Who all in 147?
Boots. You still got Earl. You still got Terrence. Well, Earl's probably leaving. You still got Terrence.
Yeah, I think Earl.
You got Virgil Ortiz. You got, I mean, people are still rocking. I mean, it's kind of sporadic as far as the top
names. If he go back to Floyd training him, yeah.
I think 147, he could win some fights. But I think that 147 is definitely about to get hot. But here's the thing. You got to think of what the future of 147 is going to be. You saw me searching for names because you got Keith Thurman. Now, he might move up eventually. Who knows? Yeah. He ain't going to stay. He ain't even getting fights. You got people like people who's mentioned Tank with Esau Cruz again, which I don't want to see that fight again at all. I don't want to see that fight again. So you got Tank. You got Tank Davis. Hear me out right here. Teofimo Lopez. Who you got?
Tank.
Do you think Teofimo Lopez is the If so, you think Tank is the face of boxing, so you got to think he's the best of the lightweights. Do you think Teofimo is the second best lightweight? Because then you got Haney. You got Shakur. You got.
And honestly, I think I'm going to go with Shakur and then Teofimo. Because ain't that who Teofimo is, just who Devin Haney just fought, right?
No, Devin Haney and Teofimo, that's in the near future. That's coming. It's so brewing.
Who he just fight?
Teofimo just beat Josh Taylor. He took over.
Devin Haney just fight?
He just beat Lomachenko.
Lomachenko, that's what it was.
And now you got him floating around maybe about 3 or 4.
And, I think and you Devin got Frank Haney's Martin. A bum for real.
I mean, is he a bum or is he a flashy fighter with no power? Is that what you consider a bum?
He's a poor man's Floyd Mayweather.
Ah, damn, that's crazy. Axe smooth this.
Said the same thing.
He said he thinks he's Floyd. I always sit there and said, damn, man, the man kind of looks like him. I said, why is he trying to look like him even, man?
And like you said, like even though Floyd really didn't have the biggest of punch, but like his punches was snappy, they were sharp. So when they hit a motherfucker, they affected him. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, Devin Haney really don't look like he really lost that last fight.
He
like, did. I don't care.
I feel like
you
he did.
You feel me? Like, I don't care like what did. Nobody say. He lost that
second
last fight.
Second watch, it made me see a draw a little bit, but.
Ain't no way he won.
Good
that.
Body work by Haney, but I just thought that he folded. He gets hit too much. If you want to be that flashy, that clean.
You feel me?
You don't get hit that much, man. Mm-hmm. You don't get hit. Floyd didn't get hit.
You feel
at
me?
At all. He ain't Floyd, though.
Right. Because he thinks he is.
Right.
He thinks he is.
Emulates him.
Who do you think? Okay. This is my... I forgot. I'm not going to jump. Does Francis Ngannou have any chance of beating Tyson Fury?
I think so.
Oh, my... I wanted somebody to jump out on the limb and say it.
How tall and big is Francis Ngannou?
He's 6'6".
I was
going to
say, they about the same height.
About 6'6". Tyson's 6'9". He's a legit 6'9". He about 6'6".
He's long,
six.
Too.
He's long. He got a long... He got like an 84 or something reach.
If Francis is taking it as serious as he needs to... Now, don't get it fucked up. Tyson Fury is a hell of a fucking boxer.
Yes.
Like, a lot of people
and
don't
he's a
like...
He's crazy, man. People don't understand that's an edge in boxing, man.
You feel me?
It should be crazy.
On guard. And I think Francis might punch a little harder consistently than...
Wilder.
I think if Francis caught his ass,
I think Fury's going to box him. I think the one thing that Francis is going to have to do in his training camp, or hope he's working on, is that knowing how to stay in a fight. Not worrying about trying to land a knockout blow because it's not going to be easy when somebody is slippery be unorthodox, and jab Tyson and move. Fury's
big ass
moves, and he does that. So I mean, like, you get tired in front of that by round five, everybody gonna be like, "We knew it, we knew it." So at least I hope he's working on longevity in the fight rather than trying to stop the fight early, because there's no way Tyson Fury's gonna let him stop that. Like, he's not gonna, he's not gonna allow him to throw nothing wild and hit him early in the first three rounds. Savvy a boxer as that is. So if he wants to win, I think go to the body.
And Tyson Fury know he hit hard.
Right, go to the body a little bit, but don't do too much because you're going to get tired, because Tyson Fury got one of those type of guts that you're not going to hurt that. You're not going to hurt that. It's heavyweight boxing. So your strategy is different. Right, it's different. So I think it's a hell of a, the trailer that they came out with is probably one of the best trailers I've seen in boxing. It's like, the trailer was like, amazing. Like, it was fucking like it was showing a scene of where Francis might have been working out doing the ropes, and it was shaking where Tyson Fury was. So Tyson Fury was like, fuck, I'm going to the gym. He started hitting heavy bag. So wherever Francis was doing leisure time, Wall started peeling and shit, he feeling Tyson Fury at work. So he going into the gym and hitting the, you know what I'm saying, that Tyson Fury had a karaoke. It was crazy. So I mean, like, that was like one of the best trailers I've seen, is action wise where they did that. So they're actually trying to sell the fight. I just don't think that it's an appropriate fight at the time, because there's a, some, there's a challenger that's waiting for Tyson Fury
and Usyk. He deserved to fight
right. So I mean, that's the only thing I don't like about it, but it is entertaining, I would say, because Francis Ngannou ain't no weakling.
That's two fumbles.
He just ain't no
pick
weakling.
It up,
but you,
bro,
know,
you could have took that to the crib.
That's wild, though. That's, if you think about it, like, Francis Ngannou beat Tyson Fury, what then? You know, is it Francis Ngannou versus Deontay Wilder? Because then Deontay Wilder will be active again, because he hasn't fought. He's only fought one time. This is the crazy thing about Wilder. He's only fought, brought this up against with Smooth. Deontay Wilder has only fought one time since he's lost the three times against Tyson Fury.
Anybody got the Bucks?
No. Three times. I mean, one time. He's only, the three times he lost to Fury, he fought one fight, got a knockout, and he hasn't fought since. I don't know what's wrong with the kid. He's 36 years old. I think heading towards 37. I mean, it's getting towards that time, man. Like, what the fuck? But, I mean, I think he's solidified. I mean, like, if he didn't fight no more, it's all good.
Yes, I think Tyson Fury was just his kryptonite.
Right, yeah. And it happens to fighters, man. Shit.
Tyson too technical for him.
Right.
And he hit just as hard. Like, he might look fat and sloppy, but that's a big, precise, big hit motherfucker.
Right. That's facts.
And like you said, his mentality, like,
crazy.
Because that's, that, your mentality can go a long way. Like, a lot of people, for real, will be scared of Wilder. But you can tell, like, Tyson Fury, like, whatever.
You know,
like, come get these hands.
Another guy, mate. Yeah.
Whatever.
Your big dust up.
Yeah, like, so.
That's a good way to put it. Do you think that there is a chance that, do you think there's a chance that, which is a funny, this is a funny right here. Do you think there is a chance that Terrence Crawford could somehow, some way, say, forget fighting Errol Spence, I'm gonna go up and I'm gonna fight Canelo, because that's the fight people want to see. If he beats Canelo, because I was sitting there on the Boxing Voice,
you could put him and Floyd in the same category.
That's what I'm saying. With somebody that hasn't made the money that Floyd has made, where does Terrence Crawford fit by being undisputed in three weight classes? Would you sit there and say, well, he's better than Floyd Mayweather? Because that will open up the argument, because Floyd's never unified in a division, which is not. He's had WBC belts. He's made the most money. He's been undefeated. He's fought top guys. But when you look at Terrence Crawford's resume with boxing since, when you cycle through a weight class and you do it three times, that's pretty significant.
Yeah.
So, Are we saying he's in the top three? Are we saying he's the top five? And then people gonna say, well, look back at who he beat. And we say, well, he beat Canelo and he beat Errol Spence. Because before that, you got some guys like, oh, Gamboa's getting in the Hall of Fame, so he beat Gamboa. I look at it like this with now with boxing, because you look at somebody like an Andre Ward or somebody like I respect. He went 36-0. He retired that. I think 38-0. And he just felt like, man, I've done enough. He won a big tournament. He beat some guys in the weight class that, you know, wasn't flashy. But when he retired, you look at who did he beat. He got two guys that he kind of really beat. Is Terrence Crawford in danger of being that guy that where we know is like of a hardcore boxing fan, or will he be known as like a poor casual fan? Somebody mentioned Terrence Crawford. They go, oh, yeah, man, he was a great.
If he beat Canelo, I think he would be mentioned as a great.
Okay. That's my question. It's like, is he going to be something where it's like a Chaz right here? He's going to be like, with somebody like Terrence Carver, he's going to be like, oh, yeah, he didn't want to beat the shit out of Spence. Or is he going to be like, oh, he's a all-time great.
Your last fight hold a lot of weight. And, like, how you win in boxing, period, holds a lot of weight. Like, in the way he did Earl, if he was to turn around, like, on top of what he's already did, turn around and whoop Canelo, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think at that point you have no choice but to put him up there. All right. Like,
I got you.
You feel me? Like, right now, top seven.
Yeah, okay. That's legit. I like it. That's legit. That's a good all-time number with somebody with that type of accolade. Because you look at somebody like Manny Pacquiao, got like five losses. But he won a belt in like eight different weight classes. I mean, like, you don't hear that. Or nine or something like that. I mean, you don't hear that. You don't hear that. He's like the only one. But he was the only one that started out at fucking 118-pounder. That was somehow, some way, was able to go up to 150. Nah, you're like, how? That's why he was probably the most tested boxer, you know what I'm saying, at one point. So I mean, like, oh, how the fuck is he doing this? He goes 118, 122, 126, 130, 135, 140, 147, 154, what? He damn near fought 160. How the fuck?
You know? I think what really killed, I think a lot of people believe Pacquiao was on steroids. They just don't say it.
I mean, he had to be, man. Man, you don't just go up like that and you translate power. Like, you could knock guys out at 140, 147. You was 118-pound strawweight. How you knocking guys out? You don't see that. When you watch strawweight fights, you don't see knockouts. He wasn't knocking the guys out back in strawweight. So all of a sudden, you had wars at 130 with Morales and fucking Barrera. And then all of a sudden, you go to 147 and you start knocking motherfuckers out. That's steroids, man. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yeah.
And the narrative was like, oh, well, that's test Floyd. Floyd ain't never test pop 30 for nothing. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
And I think that's what, that was part of what took him so long to even fight.
Mm-hmm. Before I quit bugging y'all with questions, I'm gonna ask both of y'all this. I'm gonna start with Chaz. Now, Chaz, if you look through history, we'll talk about it for a couple minutes. I'll move on and say, okay, if you look in history, I know you're not a big boxing fan, but in history, what is the best boxing match that you can say that you laid your eyes on? What's something where you be like, man, that was a classic. You remember the night, you know what I'm saying? Like, hell of a fight.
I'd be smoking there. You're going to have to give me a second to let that windows will turn, you know what I mean? That shit turning.
I got you though. You're there. Okay, I'm gonna move to you. He's in the thinking process. What's the best fight that you would say to, like, man, that one was it?
I'm gonna say Floyd and Canelo.
That was a hell of a
cause Canelo, like, Floyd already has so much like hype behind him in general, but Canelo really came so close. Like, he was right there.
I don't think he was close.
He was right there.
I think Floyd gave him one of the best.
And I'm talking about as far as in, if he could have just landed the right punch on Floyd, and that's what made Floyd so great, hitting him is fucking hard. If he could have got off the right punch on Floyd, I think he would have knocked him out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he had that puncher's chance, but I think at that point, Floyd knew that, and he was prepared for all those punches. And I think he landed a couple. He landed a couple little hard jabs, too. But Floyd wasn't fazed by Canelo in that fight. And I hated that there was a couple close scorecards in that fight. And I was just like, man, I don't know about that one. You know, it just that one in the whole De La Hoya fight, I was always kind of fucked up with how the scorecards were because the Oscar fight was majority decision. And they made Canelo fight a majority decision. I'm like, man, what are we looking at here? But I dig it. You have somebody coming forward. You give points for somebody coming forward. I have no problems with that. Floyd fought on the back foot, but he outboxed him that way. He jabbed him, counterpunched, beat the shit out of him. Huh?
Can I play this
game? If it lets you. But you got to do that thing I told you.
What?
You got to make a new character. Fire the offense coordinator. Go back to your character. Hire him. Oh, it'll take 3 minutes. So, me, I would say, for my best Floyd fight, you brought up to a Floyd fight, I would say, the best Floyd fight I probably watched was Miguel Cotto. Like, I think Miguel Cotto pressure, he bloodied his nose. He made Floyd be like, okay, you want to fight today. Like, that was a fucking good one. But my best fight I've ever probably seen that I got to see, like, sit down live.
What was the fight that
I had to sit down and think about it. That's wild. This is fun.
Shane Mosley got hit with that body punch and he just said,
ugh. Oh, that was
Was it the Reaper? Oh, but was that it wasn't Bernard Hopkins.
It was Trinidad.
Bro.
Yeah, I think it was Shane Mosley Trinidad the fight you're talking about. Was it Trinidad?
Bro, I remember that fight. They was going at
he got, it. He was throwing like Shane Mosley was throwing right hooks the whole time. Like
killing.
Just throwing. But he got Trinidad said.
Dropped his ass.
Yeah, it was a Trinidad fight. That was a fucking fight.
Because
Trinidad allows that fight to happen because he's going to stand in front of you and you can bang out. And if Shane Mosley, I'm here for that, but here's the difference. Shane Mosley came up 2 weight classes. So it was like, you banging out with somebody that's like...
I respect anybody who does that.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I said on the boxing voice, like, if you take the challenge, take the challenge. If you might outbox him. You might hit him and might hurt him. Shane Mosley was one of those fighters that, fuck it, I'll try it.
Yeah.
He fought Bernard. If I'm not mistaken. Nah, I don't think he fought Bernard. He fought Trinidad. He didn't fight Bernard. Bernard was Oscar. He beat Pavlik. Jermaine Taylor beat Oscar Bernard twice. Jermaine Taylor did, so he went crazy. I mean, lost his damn mind.
Oscar used to have some good ass.
Yo, Oscar had some brawlers, man. I think one of my favorite Oscar's fights was against. You can look it up on YouTube. It was Ike Corte. Ike Corte ain't fighting like 18 months.
Better fighter than promoter.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure. For sure. Yeah, it was less coke involved.
He probably a better fighter than everything else in
his
life.
About to say.
For real.
Yeah, better singer, all that shit. I would say my favorite fight would have to involve. And it's crazy, man. Like, Roy Jones, when he. And it was one of his downfalls. But Roy Jones, when he came back down after the heavyweight fight, he came back down to fight Antonio Tarver. And was losing that fight, and he dug deep, man. He bit down his mouthpiece and dug deep and came back and won that fight. And for Roy Jones being my second favorite fighter of all time, that's my favorite fight because I was standing up going crazy. I said, fight him back, goddammit. That was the most intense fight I probably ever watched, seeing one of my favorite fighters about to lose, and he lost his mind, Freddie. So, I mean, like, that's right there is my probably my favorite fight. Antonio Tarver ended up knocking Roy Jones out the next fight, and then I was like, damn. So that hurt, man.
He dug as deep as he
could. He did. But see, the difference was, when I heard Roy in his podcast, he sat there and told a story. He said, when I moved up to heavyweight, he said, I put on so much muscle. He said, I didn't put on, like, fat. And I didn't. He said, I put on muscle when I got up to 200 pounds. Uh-huh. He said, so when I came back down, at the age I was, he said, I lost all my muscle. He said, so when I tried to get ready for the Tarver fight, he said, my quickness, he said, none of it was there. He said, so that's why the first fight, like, was. He said, second fight, you know, he was like, He said, I still couldn't. He said, I could. He was like, man, he said, I didn't have. He said, I was shredded. He said, I was shredded for the heavyweight fight. He said, what I should have did was, he said this out of his own mouth. He said, what I should have did, he said, I should have retired or just fought maybe a couple more heavyweight fights, and then I'd have been good.
Fought where he was at. Yep. Yeah.
He said, me coming all the way back down to 175.
That's cutting a lot.
At 35 years old. At 35 years old. So, yeah. Well, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode of Sauce Talk with my guest, Smooth LK Chaz, as we talked on the boxing circuit of who is the face of boxing. What about that 168-pound division? And what about the heavyweight division and its activity from who? Deontay Wilder. Not going to talk about some other things that hit the headlines with Deontay Wilder. Don't really want to get into that. I'll leave that to the other podcast that wants to filter in the out of the ring stuff, which I will tap into, but not that certain subject. That is something that I just don't get down with. And Deontay Wilder, you know, it is what it is. And if you know, you know. I'm not going to get into that and all that good stuff. You know, entertainment is all different for a lot of people and stuff like that. But that is what it is on that end. But I'm going to leave y'all with something, and I'm going to say that with the end of 2023 coming, I mean, we in October, who would have thought that, you know, a year could be moving this fast, especially after how fast 2020, 2021, hell, 2022 was. Now, we were just going to keep the ball rolling. And it's crazy that when you look at pay-per-view numbers of how many times a $1 million pay-per-view buy event has happened in the last, what, 5 to 10 years, you can only really count on one hand of how many times it's happened. So just to go to show how hard it is to sell a mega fight, because I think through time, it has made it harder to sell that big time fight with all the drama and all that stuff like that. It takes a lot. And with the future and what it holds, it should be a lot of fights that's going to produce $800,000 to $1 million buys on the pay-per-view scale. And with, you know, fights coming up that involving Tank Davis and names of that matter, PBC, you know, looking for possibly a new platform. That's something that is something that shocked me. I got to talk with Boxing Voice, and you know, they talked about that. And as far as like what Stephen Espinosa was talking about, as far as PBC looking for a platform, not having a platform yet for their fights. To me, it seems like I kind of iterated on there, because I really couldn't hear the audio all the way that. That the host Nestor was playing, but you can hear something of saying, no platform yet has been talked about. So my initial thought was that, well, Stephen Espinosa Showtime, for what I've heard the past few months, whatever like that, that they are in something of being somewhat similar to like HBO. Like, are they almost done? So PBC's looking for a new home. A lot of people were sitting there talking about platforms and like such as like Amazon. Me, I'm sitting there thinking like, work it out with Showtime, get it on Paramount Plus, you know, somehow work it out, because I don't want DAZN to have the, I don't want DAZN to be the umbrella. You know, I think a couple people said that. Me, I am not a person that thinks that they produce a great product. I mean, they do get majority of some big fights. You know what I'm saying? I think Eddie Hearn has done a good job of matching with boxing doing that, but I do think that he signs certain boxers and buries them. I don't like the commentator crew at DAZN. I love the app setup. You can go back and watch the old fights. I like the pay subscription thing. I pay for Peacock for WWE. So, I mean, it goes in hand-in-hand the same thing. I got ESPN Plus. I watch the boxing fights from Top Rank. Showtime has their own app. I don't understand how they can't make a Showtime Sports app and gather some other leagues and let boxing be the head, like the number one wide receiver. Let some sports that's not that don't get covered on ESPN. Let Showtime Sports get it. Why? If it's a different MMA entity, if it's something like the women's what is it? The X League, the football that used to be lingerie football. Do something with WNBA to showcase that. You know what I'm saying? Do a documentary type thing. But have a separate app, Showtime Sports. That way you could be able to have a paid prescription, just like the Peacock, just like the Zone, and have Showtime Sports. And you can have those little sports and stuff like that, and have boxing be the head, have the old boxing matches and all that stuff. I mean, I should get paid for this idea. I should keep it to myself. But I mean, like, if boxing wants to be that entity, Showtime. So Showtime, they should use their money. I mean, they're tied in with CBS, Paramount. You know what I'm saying? That's all in one group. You got a lot of money to be able to say. Where I heard ideas of saying, well, if you go Amazon PBC, that Amazon has enough money to sit there and put wraps on their trucks and stuff. Showtime should have enough money to make another separate app, Showtime Sports. Just go get just create it as an umbrella for boxing and other like sports that does not get covered. It's almost like ESPN Ocho said, don't go get a horseshoe competition or nothing like that. Get some legit sports that people want to watch on that app that they can say, ooh, I can go and watch that. That's that. XFL. You know, you could work out a deal with XFL. USFL, XFL, merger. You can make a deal where, you know, it's insurmountable, but I think Showtime Boxing should remain. You know, Jim Gray could go on somewhere. I think he didn't had enough. But Jimmy Lennon, you know, that whole thing, man. Farhood, Bernstein. It just to me, it's like when HBO left, you got to have something that kind of gives you that feel, and Showtime Boxing still gives me that feel of what is. What I used to sit there and wait on Saturday nights and be listening to Jim Lampley or Larry Merchant. So now it's like I'm getting accustomed to the Showtime lineup. I don't like the Zone's lineup. Chris Mannix and those guys. I just don't. I can't dig with their. I turn it down. You know, they got to get better in that front. But they have gotten better with timeliness. I think the Zone was running things a little late. But other than that, I think Showtime should remain a top boxing home. After losing HBO, I mean, like, it's kind of weird not having one of the two. You know what I'm saying? So with all these different apps and stuff like that, I think they could work something out and make a Showtime Sports app and make boxing like the head thing. Even if they did a Showtime Boxing app and just have everything just boxing. But I think if you did sports... If you got inside the NFL still, you got that. But, you know, it's just things that you can do with your umbrella of Showtime, CBS, Paramount Plus. I mean, Paramount Plus can have a little section for boxing. That's all I'm trying to say. Because the Zone of PBC, Matchroom, and Top Rank having ESPN, that's just, oh, man. But if that makes it the word... PBC and Matchroom have better matches set up without all the complications of negotiation and stuff like that, then I can understand it. That's something where I can sit there and dig with. There you can say, okay, you're dealing with something on a scale of of a merger inside of an entity that shows boxing, but that's this merger is going to allow these fights to come together. So say, for example, Demetrius Andrade, who was a part of Matchroom Boxing, you know, a fight can be easily made with somebody over in PBC, like a Terrence Crawford, like a Errol Spence. So, I mean, like, that. Those are the types of things that when you look at it, like, oh, okay, now I see what you're getting at now. You know, you're getting them closer to where the fights can be closely made. I can dig that. I just hope Showtime keeps it, because we have three, you got Top Rank, ESPN, The Zone, Matchroom, and PBC Showtime. That's the way it's supposed to be. I don't want to hear none of this. You know, Espinoza, I think, is doing something where it could be jumping the price. Could be sitting there saying, like, hey, y'all want to leave? Or, you know, good luck. trying to find another platform. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that could be what could be talked about on that. So, I don't know. I just look at it that way. But I'm going to leave y'all now after I said my piece on that. That's kind of like my final thought. Is what my thought is that the future of boxing could have three rooms. PBC, Matchroom, Top Rank. That has a lock on the streaming. You know, people don't understand that, you know, Golden Boy is somewhat a part of his own. Mayweather Promotions is somewhat a part of PBC. So or no, Golden Boy still has their fighters fight on the zone. I mean, they parted ways with Canelo, but I think they still have their fighters fight on the zone. I think they have their fighters fighting on any type of scale, except ESPN, if I'm not mistaken. But I think it's strictly for the zone. I think so. I think Matchroom, Golden Boy, is at the zone. So it'd be PBC, Golden Boy, and Matchroom, and then Top Rank at ESPN, which would be crazy. It would be crazy. Definitely would. One more thing I wanted to add before I go is, I asked Smooth, I asked LK, I asked people about Deontay Wilder. I'm not bringing up that extra stuff, but when was the last time you heard Deontay Wilder give a good Bob Squad? That's all I was talking about.